like I should have done a long time ago. Before you wreck this one, yeah, I'm gonna get a lie before the getting's done.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden and Vice President Harris head to Philadelphia today, courting black voters.
The Philadelphia rally comes just weeks after a New York Times, Siena College, and Philadelphia Inquirer poll found Biden trailing Trump in several key swing states, including Pennsylvania, the state a target area for the president's campaign, and black voters are seen as key to his strategy in that state and others. After the expected launch of the Black Voters for Biden-Harris initiative at this rally, the president is expected to tour black-owned businesses in the Philadelphia area. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Closing arguments concluded in the hush money trial of Donald Trump early last evening. Today, the judge will instruct the jury before it starts deliberations. A three-judge federal appeals panel in Washington upheld the conviction of January 6th insurrectionist Thomas Webster and the 10-year prison sentence the retired New York cop got. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. June milk down 39 to 1950, July down 40 to 1966, August down 27 to 1970, September down 23 at 1960. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 198, 40-pound blocks down 3/4 to 186 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 12 to 3 1/4, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 117, no trades. Dry whey down 0.25 to 39 3/4, 4 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher due to the cattle on feed report. A decline in corn prices, a rise in boxed beef prices, all making for a perfect storm to have live and feeder cattle markets move higher. Hog markets lower in the nearbys, higher in deferreds as the pork cutout value, while higher, there's still been that long stretch of weak pork demand, and traders are wanting to see continued pork interest at the meat counter before moving prices in the nearby months higher. June live cattle up 85 cents to 184.55. August feeder cattle up 437 to 264.60. June hogs down 47 cents to 93.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and beans mostly lower, planting progress approaching the five-year average for both corn and beans. South America is starting to put more bushels back into the export channels after the problems from earlier this month, and that pressured corn and beans. Wheat markets mostly higher after further production downgrades to Black Sea area wheat expectations and strong Euro wheat trade yesterday. New crop corn down 3 to 4.85 and a quarter. New crop beans down 9 to 12.10 and a half. July wheat up 3 to 7 and 1 quarter. Minneapolis wheat July up 4 and 3 quarters to 7.57 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Corn bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 408, June 411, July 414, new crop 430. Cash beans 1155, June 1160, July 1160, new crop 1131. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 430 and a half, June 432 and a half, July 430 and a half, new crop 435 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 427, June 432, new crop 435. Synergy Co-op at Elk Mound, cash and June corn 409, new crop 430, cash beans 1151, June 1154, new crop 1135. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 422, new crop 435, cash beans 1136, new crop 1125. At Red Wing Grains, cash and June corn 437, July 441, new crop 440. Cash beans 12 even, June 1202, July 1206, new crop 1151. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in June corn 409, new crop 430. Cash in June beans 1156, new crop 1135. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 116 to 140, bulls 136 to 160, calves 230 to 950, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 153 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down. Goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 74 with scattered showers and thunder showers. Tomorrow night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Texas.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand out of sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun, the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. And you're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses, come down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. For it's too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and Desperado here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures mid-40s across the region this morning, even some areas of ground fog as well. We'll have details here coming up with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Randy Welsh with Forage Genetics. He's our alfalfa expert. We were talking a little bit about this yesterday morning. Alfalfa weevils have shown up in large numbers, and we are going to talk with Randy about that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. As discussion of the farm bill continues in the U.S. Congress, taxpayer groups are concerned about raising farm bill subsidies. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Multiple free market and taxpayer advocacy organizations held a press conference last week about the upcoming farm bill. They're concerned about proposals to increase farm subsidies in any new farm bill. Josh Sewell, director of research and policy with Taxpayers for Common Sense, says the effort to massively increase reference prices is, quote, reckless.
Unfortunately, the draft farm bill unveiled by House Ag Committee Republicans is apparently not crafted in economic or fiscal reality. The ag sector has experienced an unprecedented run of success. In addition to record-setting net income in 2022, the sector has experienced above-average income almost continuously since adoption of the 2018 Farm Bill, and is projected to continue to do well in the future. As prices and incomes have stayed high, payments in the counter-cyclical Title I programs have, as the programs are designed, fallen short of original projections. But instead of celebrating this economic success, ag special interests are lamenting a reduction in taxpayer cash.
Brian Riley, director of the Free Trade Initiative for the National Taxpayers Union, says using high input costs to justify more taxpayer money isn't legitimate.
I'm going to comment on one thing, and that's the idea that these massive subsidy increases are needed to compensate farmers for increased input prices. This is not a credible assertion. Net farm income remains high and positive. According to the Department of Agriculture, farm assets and net farm equity are expected to reach record levels in 2024 without billions of dollars in new subsidies. If input prices are a concern, the farm bill should address that through measures that would moderate those input prices. There's nothing in the proposed farm bill about rolling back fertilizer tariffs, nothing about reducing tariffs on steel, aluminum, and lumber that increase input prices for farmers.
Last week, the House Agriculture Committee did approve the farm bill and sent it to the full House. The Senate is still working on their version of the farm bill. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 74 with scattered showers and thunder showers. Tomorrow night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
was sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Lone Star, no news here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, temperatures mid-40s across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. UW Extension, the farm management program, is going to survey Wisconsin farmers to learn more about opportunities and educational needs on the topics of risk management, crop insurance, and grain marketing. It's an online survey, and it's asking crop farmers to share their educational needs for areas of risk management, crop insurance, and grain marketing. And the online survey is available through the UW Extension website, or just contact Katie Wontuck as well, and she'll give you more information on that survey. Please fill it out. Extension farmers would like to know your educational needs. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. The wheat market has been hot for the past month, with the benchmark Chicago contract up more than a dollar over the past 30 days, and traders recently got a look at the size of the crop in Kansas. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We've all been a part of the carbon conversation. Tune into our latest episode of FP Next to find out how to put carbon to work on your farm and get paid while doing it.
All that matters today is document your farming practices because it's the data that's going to create value.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
In mid-May, the Kansas Wheat Commission held their three-day wheat quality tour, providing commodity traders and farmers with a crucial update to the expected size of the crop in America's second-largest wheat-producing state. And there was also a little look at Nebraska and Oklahoma production as well. On the first day, nearly 70 participants from 19 different states set off from Manhattan, Kansas on six different routes, covering the state's northern and southern regions. They stopped at wheat fields roughly every 15 to 20 miles to take yield measurements. Northern routes on that day showed promising yields, but the southern routes showed the harsh impact of drought. Scouts reported seeing stripe rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and freeze damage in places, but despite the challenges, the average yield for that first day was just shy of 50 bushels an acre. Traders were watching closely as last year saw the lowest wheat production in Kansas for 50 years, as drought gripped the state and statewide average yield fell to 32 bushels per acre. This year, while the western two-thirds of the state is still under severe or extreme drought, rainfall totals are up in the east and production is set to grow. On the second day, the scouts went from Colby to Wichita, making 216 stops and finding a yield for the region of 42.4 bushels per acre. And reports from Oklahoma and Nebraska helped provide additional context, with the Oklahoma production expected to rise by 25 million bushels and Nebraska growers expecting to harvest about 4 million more wheat bushels than they did in 2023. On the third day, the tour looped back towards Manhattan, sampling fields along the way. Over the 3 days, scouts covered 449 fields and found an average yield of 46.5 bushels per acre. The commission projects total wheat production in Kansas at 290.4 million bushels, which is higher than the current USDA forecast of 268 million. The big difference between the two guesses is yield, with USDA forecasting winter wheat yields at 38 bushels per acre. I'll have more details when we come back.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
This year, the Kansas Wheat Tour highlighted the variability in wheat conditions across that state, with some areas showing promise, but others still showing struggles with both drought and disease. With global markets growing concerned about wheat supplies, Kansas farmers should be harvesting at the right time. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't. Teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
The windows roll down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. But it was plain to see. Hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today.
take my cares, take my worries and blow them all away. For there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to break free. I got four good wheels and an endless road stretched out in front of me. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. The big engine whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town, and I can feel the wind blowing.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. Says even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night.
It's just about right.
He says, man, I ain't coming down till my picture is perfect. All the wonders gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just to do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night.
It's just about right.
My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night.
It's just about right.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Heavy rain reduced Wisconsin to just 2.5 days suitable for field work for the week ending May 26th, according to USDA. The warmer weather was beneficial to crop development and hay growth. Now, corn planting was at 78% complete. Corn emergence at 48% complete. Soybean planting was 74% complete. Now, soybean emergence at 44%, oat planting 89% complete, and oat emergence at 67%. Winter wheat was 23% headed, potato planting at 94% complete, and first cutting of alfalfa hay was at 18% complete. Wisconsin egg production in April of 2024 was 205 million eggs, down 1% from the previous April, according to USDA's National Egg Statistics Service. The average number of all layers on hand during April was 8.13 million, up 1% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for April, 2,517, down 2% from a year ago. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say there is a bird flu risk in drinking raw milk. Scientists at UW-Madison say people who drink raw milk from cows that have the H5N1 virus are at risk because the pasteurization process that killed the virus does not happen with raw milk. Researchers have found that cows can catch the virus, but there's no evidence that regular pasteurized milk can pass the flu along. There are no reports yet of anyone getting the H5N1 virus from raw milk, but researchers say it is possible. Their advice: heat up any raw milk in order to kill that virus. The National Milk Producers Federation says the Food and Drug Administration's approval of Elanco's Bovaer is another important step toward a net zero future. Bovaer and other new technologies that reduce enteric emissions will help U.S. farmers get rewarded for participating in voluntary producer-led sustainability initiative, which is critical for the success of such efforts. National Milk also thanked FDA for its support. Consumers around the world are demanding lower carbon foods, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Innovations such as Bovaer will help American dairy farmers remain globally competitive and maintain their role as leaders in more sustainable dairy production. National Milk's also grateful to USDA for supporting dairy farmers as they prepare to use Bovaer on their operations. We're grateful the department awarded more than $90 million to dairy farmer-owned cooperatives and partner organizations for innovative feed management under the Regional Conservation Partnership for fiscal year 2023. The latest cattle on feed report shows the U.S. herd dropped by 1% in April. Cattle and calves on feed for the market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.6 million head as of May 1st. That level was 1% below May 1st of last year. Placements in feedlots during April totaled 1.66 million head. That was 6% below 2023. Net placements were at 1.6 million head. Rural southern Minnesota is facing a divide between traditional farmland and renewable energy production. The Kaler family has chosen solar energy on their fifth-generation farm in St. Charles, Minnesota. Novell Energy Solutions has seen significant growth and is now the largest community solar developer in Minnesota. While concerns exist about prime farmland being used for solar projects, the Kalers view solar as a way to secure the future for their family and the next generation. Solar energy, according to the company, will offer a stable income with minimal risk compared to traditional crops. That, again, according to Novell, the family says they see that as a long-term conservation project. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 74 with scattered showers and thunder showers. Tomorrow night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
in my station wagon, trying to keep the muffler from dragging. Sometimes it all seems so defeating as I'm hustling to make it to the Cub Scout meeting. Ooh, I dream about Mexico, where all the pretty people go. We're on a budget that just won't budge. Not much money, but a whole lot of love. Living that domestic life, happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard, but it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right with me. Our neighbor's names are Fred and Ruth. He wears a lot of leisure suits. She sells Avon and Tupperware too. We're always ducking all the bull they shoot. Ooh, I'll never be president, and we never seem to save a cent. But things are looking better every day. Hell, I'm sergeant at arms of the PTA. Living that domestic life, children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard, but it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? They see me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard, but it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right.
Lies in the Blue Moon Bar. His face was hard and traveled, and as the lines unraveled, I saw a man who could laugh about his scars. He said, I got Shanghai'd in Vegas by a painted woman. I got hogtied. Tickled his fancy and backed it up with $100 smile. He laughed about that Madame Rue. She was into voodoo, a little weird, but she always drove him wild. He
said, I got tongue-tied by a teacher in Tallahassee. I got French fried by a waitress in Idaho. I got waylaid by a widow in Wyoming. He said, women gonna be the death of me. But what a way to go.
And cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.